It started Saturday morning. We were getting breakfast right before we go to the actual rally. And I was told by someone who's in the car, he said, "You're on the front page of the Daily Mail. The Guardian, I'm sorry, The Guardian." And I'm like, "What?" And so I look, and there I am, on the front page of The Guardian. And it just slowly explodes from there. I see, everyone's following it on Twitter, and it's just being retweeted at more and more and more. And I'm hoping, oh my God, that's me. I know when I did that, and I got emotional. And from there, I'm just thinking, hopefully it doesn't spread as far as it does. And I just start receiving the basic "die Nazi scum," and then I get "I'm coming for you." I get these much longer messages that "I know where your university are. I'm coming for you." And like, I've found five that I think that are in the West Coast. I feel are very legitimate, but I'm going to comb through all the death threats. But they have been coming nonstop, and I've literally hundreds of them. But then I start receiving calls from my sister, and then my mother. And then I started receiving messages from friends, then my grandmother, and then my grandfather, who has the same name as me. And they're all asking, "What's going on? We're receiving these messages. We're in Charlottesville. What's going on?" And then as Saturday comes to a close, I'm still, I'm getting more and more of these. And I'm being told that my friends are being asked to ask where I am. They're being threatened. I'm still getting hundreds of death threats, and it's nonstop ever since then. And honestly, I don't understand why all the death threats. I understand the photo is very, very bad looking, but I don't believe that you should threaten my family. Like, to me, that's monstrous. You can call me a Nazi, you can hate my ideology, but I wouldn't threaten anyone. And yet they're threatening my sister and my mother, my dad, my grandparents. And